Hey, what's going on? Welcome to Hapa School Summer Session, Week 1, Day 1. Today's the beginning of an exciting 9-week journey together, and I hope you're ready for it. This week, we're going to listen to a podcast called How to Know That You Know Nothing. In today's clip, the podcast talks about mindfulness and why it's difficult for many of us to stay focused on the present. Are you ready? Let's get started. Question of the day. Why is it hard to stay focused on the present? Let's listen to the podcast.
Mindfulness has been kind of in the zeitgeist for a long time. It's this idea that you're missing your life if you're not here right now. And so you need to figure out a way to focus on the present, to be really experiencing your current time frame, as opposed to thinking about the past or thinking about the future. Now, there's a reason that that's hard to do. And there's a lot of neuroscience that's gone into this. It effectively comes down to the unique nature of the human mind, probably compared to any other species that's ever existed. The human brain makes it possible for us to be in other time periods than in the current moment. I can imagine that I'm in the future practicing future scenarios in my life. After I'm done recording this podcast, I'm going to do something else.
Let's go over the answer. Why is it hard to stay focused on the present? It's hard to stay focused on the present because our minds can think about the past and the future. Phrases of the day. Number 1. As opposed to. 何々とは対照的に. As opposed to は何々とは対照的にや何々ではなくという意味を持つフレーズで、異なるものや状況を比較するときに使われます。例えば、私はコーヒーではなく紅茶の方が好きですは、I prefer tea as opposed to coffee. 私はテレビを見るより本を読む方が好きですは、I enjoy reading books as opposed to watching TV と表現します。I prefer printed books as opposed to e-books. 私は電子書籍ではなく紙の本の方が好きです。I enjoy walking as opposed to driving. 私は車を運転するよりも歩く方が好きです。I'm an introvert as opposed to my younger sister who is an extrovert. 私は内向的な性格ですが、対照的に私の妹は外向的な性格です。Number 2. Come down to. 結局は何々だ。Come down to.は結局のところ何々に行き着くを意味し、物事の大元の本質や核心、または最も重要な要素に帰着することを表します。例えば、健康を維持するには定期的な運動とバランスの取れた食事が重要だ、は。Staying healthy comes down to regular exercise and a balanced diet と表現し、定期的な運動とバランスの取れた食事が健康を維持する上で最も重要な要素であることを強調しています。また、この表現は、come down to someone の形で使うこともできます。最終的に何かが特定の人に依存する、またはその人の決定や行動に帰着することを表し、最終的に誰々次第だを意味します。例えば、この決断はあなた次第だは、the decision comes down to you と言います。Making good food comes down to using fresh ingredients.おいしい料理を作るには、新鮮な食材を使うことが重要です。Maintaining a good relationship comes down to communication and trust. いい関係を維持するには、コミュニケーションと信頼が重要です。Becoming a good English speaker comes down to consistent practice. 英語が上手に話せるようになるには、継続的な練習が重要です。
Repeat after me. Number 1. I prefer printed books as opposed to e-books. Number 2. I enjoy walking as opposed to driving. Number 3. I'm an introvert as opposed to my younger sister who is an extrovert. Number 4. Making good food comes down to using fresh ingredients. Number 5. Maintaining a good relationship comes down to communication and trust. Number 6. Becoming a good English speaker comes down to consistent practice. Instantaneous translation. After I say the Japanese sentence, say aloud the English translation. As opposed to,
私は車を運転するよりも歩く方が好きです。
I enjoy walking as opposed to driving. Come down to.
英語が上手に話せるようになるには、継続的な練習が重要です。
Becoming a good English speaker comes down to consistent practice.As opposed to,
私は電子書籍ではなく紙の本の方が好きです。
I prefer printed books as opposed to e-books. Come down to,
美味しい料理を作るには新鮮な食材を使うことが重要です。
Making good food comes down to using fresh ingredients. As opposed to,
私は内向的な性格ですが、対照的に私の妹は外向的な性格です。
I'm an introvert.As opposed to my younger sister, who is an extrovert. Come down to.
いい関係を維持するには、コミュニケーションと信頼が重要です。
Maintaining a good relationship comes down to communication and trust. Let's listen to the podcast one more time.
Mindfulness has been kind of in the zeitgeist for a long time. It's this idea that you're missing your life if you're not here right now. And so you need to figure out a way to focus on the present, to be really experiencing your current time frame, as opposed to thinking about the past or thinking about the future. Now, there's a reason that that's hard to do. And there's a lot of neuroscience that's gone into this. It effectively comes down to the unique nature of the human mind, probably compared to any other species that's ever existed. The human brain makes it possible for us to be in other time periods than in the current moment. I can imagine that I'm in the future practicing future scenarios in my life.After I'm done recording this podcast, I'm going to do something else.
Awesome job today. This week, we'll be tuning into a podcast titled How to Build a Happy Life by The Atlantic. The podcast explores the science and art of leading a fulfilling life, sharing perspectives from psychology, philosophy, and personal development. Hosted by Arthur C. Brooks, a Harvard professor and social scientist, it provides practical advice.An evidence-based strategy for enhancing one's quality of life. We will focus on listening to clips from episode 1 titled, How to Know That You Know Nothing. The episode explores why it's challenging to live in the present moment. The human brain tends to wander, often thinking about the past or the future.
This tendency can prevent us from fully experiencing the present. This episode explains steps we can take to try to stay focused in the moment. I absolutely love this episode. It's packed with inspiring stories and practical tips that I found incredibly useful. It really got me thinking about what it means to stay in the moment and not get overwhelmed by the clutter in our lives. I hope you find some valuable tips that you can apply in your everyday life too. Have a great day, and I will see you again tomorrow morning. Take it easy. Peace.